Recently, I came into possession of a friend's copy of Resident Evil Degeneration, which he had purloined from the internets. Now, this does not preclude my purchasing the item legitimately when it becomes available in December 27th, and I will certainly do so. Now, unfortunately, this show has already received some negative reviews on the internet, but I can tell you, well, those of you who are nicking for an RE film, a proper one, that you are in luck. This movie is very much like the games. It has characters from the games, such as Claire Redfield and Leon S. Kennedy. They are not being overshadowed by the director's girlfriend. There are no Mary Sues, and the action feels like it could be easily part of the games. So that's one relief off our off the top of our heads, that this movie would be totally unlike the games, much like Paul W.S. Anderson's movies have been. And so, now with that out of the way, let's go ahead and talk about some things to go with the movie. The music to go with the film blended in perfectly with it. It wasn't really distinctive, and I can't remember anything about it, but the goal was to just blend into the background, and that music succeeded without qualification. Some things that were not so good were the lip sync. It was obvious that they had recorded the lip flaps first and then recorded the audio to go with it instead of the other way around. And as a result, it didn't really sync up quite right. Again, that's a fairly small complaint. The characters were beautiful and animated well. At times, the CGI seemed to lack density, and that's just a common problem with the medium. I enjoyed the action in the airport, caused by the exposure of some of the people in the airport and passengers on a plane to the T-virus. And then that's when we first saw some of Thomas Wilde's classic zombie archetypes. The agenda-driven, the backstabber, the tough chick, as represented by Claire Redfield, the survivor, as represented by Leon S. Kennedy, Mr. Reckless, Greg, and his cop associate, Angela Miller, and basically their interaction was very much like a traditional zombie-type movie. Now, although the airport was a very extensively used set piece, it was not the only place for the movie to take place. The second half of the film takes place in the Will Pharma Institute, which is a medical facility very much like Resident Evil 2's secret underground umbrella base. What this means is that familiar moments from the game, such as, you know, run out of the building before it A, explodes, B, collapses, or C, collapses and explodes, still viable as storytelling devices. Well, at the end of the film, Claire and Leon both survive, spoiler there, and it looks like a new entity will have attained both the T and the G virus DNA sequences. Basically, this is the RE universe, and we're not going to be totally free of zombies or G-types anytime soon. But then, you knew that, and I think that you like that. So, I will give this movie a nice, sturdy B. Not a C, not an A, but a good solid B. And if you are a Resident Evil fan, let's go ahead and bump that up to a B+. Thank you.